H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
10, 9, 8. Alright, welcome. This is a special edition of H to the C. We're going to do something different here.
Live from Las Vegas. Well, not live, I guess. We're here, though, on an H to the C business trip.
Semi-live from the strip. Are the dummies on board? Good. John is going to be the guest.
Hello.
Hi, John.
It's great to be here, Ryan.
Thank you for coming. I'm very pleased to have you.
I'm pleased to be here.
So, we're here in Las Vegas.
We are.
What hotel are we at?
Do you think the dummies will be confused by a New York hotel that is not in New York?
Hey, dummies, does that confuse you? It's just the name of the hotel. It's not scale, though.
No.
Dummies, do you know what scale means? I think we should stop talking to the dummies.
Yeah, fuck you, dummies. Hit stop or learn a little something.
And stop listening to this podcast. It's not for you.
But anyway, let's stop pandering to the dummies.
For the rest of this podcast, we're not talking to the dummies. We're just talking amongst ourselves, one-on-one, John and I. It's an interview. It's an exclusive
interview.
So we're here on the Las Vegas Strip. I want the people who are listening to know that drinking on the Strip, even on the street, perfectly legal here. Yep. We're not breaking any laws.
Yes, and that's part of my disgust with Las Vegas, especially last night. City of Sin. It's advertised as you can debauch the fuck out of yourself, like nobody's business. But there's little things that that you just can't do. Beer, caffeine, cigarettes, mind-altering substances that are okay. Other things, not so much. Nipples, another thing that's a big no-no in Las Vegas, apparently. I collected a nice little pile of girly cards with phone numbers on them that...
You have naked pictures of women.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes. But they're made more tasteful with little tiny explosion stars. Over a tiny portion of the naughty bits, I might add.
That's interesting.
I was getting a little tired of being hustled every 5 seconds.
What do you mean by hustle, John?
There's performers and there's people in costumes, but then there's also the kind of depressing, please give me money, written on a cardboard sign, right next to somebody who's putting on a good show.
Out of curiosity, have you fallen prey to any of their sales techniques?
I was fallen prey. One gentleman, like again, this was the first time we were approached by the CD-wielding bandits, stuck a CD in my hand and asked for, like, $5, and he also convinced me to give him $5 from you. And then some other guy saw that this guy had successfully hustled me out of my money, and he was like, hey, I got a CD, too, and I gave him another. I was going to give him $5. He's like, make it $10, and I stupidly said yes, because it was before I'd lost faith in Las Vegas, and that was the beginning of the end. My next idea was that I would make up a little cardboard sign of my own that said, I don't want your money. Tell me a story. Simple, concise. It starts out with, I don't want your money. I felt that was good, so the people would know that I'm not just another hustler.
Did you use a comma?
2 sentences with a period. I don't want your money. Tell me a story.
Interesting choice.
I don't think a comma would be grammatically correct.
If we have time, we'll come back to that. But for now, we'll move forward.
The interesting part of this is making the sign.
I want to know, John. We're staying at New York, New York, on the Las Vegas Strip. Where did you find cardboard? More importantly, where did you find a marker?
Surprisingly enough, the front desk couldn't help me out with my handmade sign, so I had to...
Wait a minute. You mean the front desk at a Las Vegas Strip hotel did not have a piece of cardboard and a permanent marker?
No. They offered me a highlighter, but I didn't think that would do the trick.
I just want to say for the record that I think that's bullshit.
So
I know I shouldn't be partisan in my interviewing, but for God's sakes, get your act together, New York, New York, Las Vegas. But I digress. John, I want you to continue. Where did you find the supplies for your sign?
Well, I expanded my search to the various restaurants and shops around the hotel and the lobby, but most of the shops were closed. So I set out. I left the cozy confines of the New York, New York hotel and set about on the strip proper. My first stop was at the ABC store a little down the way. Are you familiar?
I am familiar. They sell, if I'm not mistaken, things like alcohol, souvenirs,
yes,
various necessities of life.
Some groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Permanent markers. I got the
ABCs of life, you might say.
Yeah. Well, permanent markers is definitely like the C.
Right.
So I got that, and I noticed some empty boxes on the floor, and I asked if I could have one, and they were like, sure. They were very nice about it. You think it's a good sign?
That's the actual sign, right?
Yep.
You haven't recreated that for my benefit?
No, this is an original artifact.
Did you rip that yourself?
Oh, I did.
John, that was a pretty impressive rip
job. It's nice size. I didn't screw up the lettering too much. The E on the tell is a little bit obscured, but I think it gets the message across.
I'll tell you something, John. That spelling is A1. Lord knows. Box talk? That could be an entire episode of H to the C. I want to move forward, though. Can't talk about your box all that much. I want you to tell me what happened after you made the sign. Oh, you knocked the sign.
Yeah.
Catches people's attention.
Yeah.
Good.
And so anyway, I make up the sign. I start walking down the street holding this in front of me. And getting a few curious looks, and I'm a little bit nervous at first, but after a couple of people, like, I kind of follow their eyes and see them seeing my sign, and they can't see that I see them seeing my sign because they're looking at the sign.
And so you see them seeing your sign, but they don't see you seeing them.
Right.
Correct? I'm impressed how quickly you picked up the hustling trick.
Well, it wasn't immediate. I started walking down the strip. I was looking for a good spot. I was holding it in front of me as I was walking, and as people took notice to it, I just
want to take a minute to fill in our listeners on what happens on the strip, because a lot of people might not know this, but the strip is filled with hustlers already, right?
Oh yeah, tons of them.
You're vying for prime hustling strip locations, right? You just can't walk on any part of the strip and start hustling.
Oh, absolutely not. I had to find the sweet spot.
You gotta find some territory that's not marked. Not all of our listeners understand the hustle game.
I made my way down. I stopped at a couple of places, sat on some curbs, some steps. A couple of people stopped to talk to me. The stories were pretty hit or miss, especially in the early going. Once I found my spot...
How many shitty stories did you hear before finding your spot?
I heard shitty stories throughout the night, but the idea was just the truth and the meeting the people, not so much the stories itself. So I
But how many people, John, did it take before you got to some truth? That's what our listeners want to hear about, the truth.
Not many, I think. Second or third people I met before I found my spot were some people from Toronto.
Mr. T Dot comes along.
Mrs.
It's a lady.
Yep.
All right. So what did Mrs. T Dot have to say?
Not a whole lot. It was just kind of a pleasant, kind of, where are you from? A nice mutual exchange. And
now she was aware, right, that you wanted her to tell you a story.
Yeah.
But she started asking you questions. Mrs. T-Dot turned it around at first.
No. I just kind of went... The idea was to get people to stop and have a truthful moment. Whether the truth was flowing from me or from them, it didn't matter to me.
So you wanted to let them talk first, get them unguarded.
So in a way, I kind of was hustling them with the pretense that I wanted a story, but...
You know what? I don't think it's hustling when you're seeking the truth. You're just sitting there talking, right? Okay.
So I set up on the pedway, and completely accidentally, there happened to be some sort of big accident going on right behind me, so there was lots of flashing lights and stuff so that people would direct their attention to me. That was a nice happy accident.
So would it be safe to say that if H to the C Co were going to make a t-shirt,
We should probably display the t-shirt in front of a nasty accident?
Good call, but I was going to say maybe a good slogan would be,
I like
hustlers aren't shakers, they're stayers.
I like the spirit of it. We'll have to send that to the marketing department.
Okay.
I think my hustling really improved once I stayed still, because every person that walked by, I could watch their eyes. That's a little bit harder to do when you're walking. So I would wait for people to walk by. I got most people just kept walking and paid no mind. Some people, I saw them look down at the sign and then just immediately look away and keep going. I didn't really try to engage with those people. There is the occasional person that would look at the sign with confusion. And
so what you're saying is hustling is more of a waiting game than it is anything else.
There's a little bit of a hunting aspect to it. If you're a lion, you aren't going to pounce on the first dragon that walks by.
No, absolutely not. Dragon walks by your path, you're a lion, you're going to let that dragon chill out a little bit. Graze some grass.
But on the other hand, if that dragon looks down at your sign and smiles, then you throw a little, hey, you have a story for me? Story for me? Hey. I did a little sign snapping again to remind you.
Well, it's important for a new hustler to get his legs.
It builds up the confidence just to engage. There was some looks of skepticism. Even though I said I don't want your money, everybody in Las Vegas wants your money. So a little bit of skepticism, and I understood that. I didn't push it too hard.
Okay, so you're out on the strip.
Yep.
There's people everywhere.
Constant people. It was a good spot.
How successful?
Pretty successful, and if only I had some measure of my success. Oh, wait. I do. Not only was I collecting the stories, each person that stopped and talked to me, I had them sign the back of my sign.
Wait a minute. There's another side of that sign. John, that's a lot of signatures.
It is.
Have you counted them yet?
No. And they kind of run together. I don't know if I could separate them all.
Okay, but I'd like to wager that there's at least 20 signatures there.
Yeah.
I've noticed there's not a high success rate with the people sitting up there with signs.
No, I think I was up there with the best of them. I didn't have a cool costume, but...
I'd like to ask, how long were you out there, roughly?
I would say probably a couple hours.
Okay, so we'll say 2 hours. That's a generous estimate, I think.
At least two.
And you have at least 20 signatures there, I would say.
Yeah.
So that's...
So 10 per hour.
10 per hour. That's... I don't know a lot about Las Vegas, but I would say that's considerably better than the folks who are out on the street holding signs right now.
Never got discouraged. Another, speaking of the locals, there was another guy. I think he was one of the guitar-playing guys. Not just one of the give-me-money guys, but... playing guitar, and he stopped by and told me his story about how his dad died and left him the house in Las Vegas, and he's having a hard time making the payments on the house, so he's out in the streets playing for money to help live. We had a nice conversation. I actually gave him some money. I only gave him $1. I feel like I should have given him more, but he was...
John, I appreciate the generous spirit with which you gave him that dollar. But I would like to remind you that that's double the budget that we have for donations here at H of the C. So you're going to have to pay 50 cents of that out of your own pocket.
No problem. After a while, I met lots of nice people. The stories were pretty hit or miss, but I think overall it was a fun experience. But I had to go find a bathroom, and then after I went to the bathroom, I decided to pack it in. And I kept the sign going for the trip back, and... ran into a few other people. You see this big security was here that takes up the entire sign. That was from one of the douchey security guys in the yellow shirts.
So were you being hassled by the man last night?
No, I actually approached the man, thinking that they'd seen some shit, and...
So you were the one who approached the pig, then? I'm sorry, I don't mean to use a derogatory term.
These were like sub-pigs.
You know I don't like police.
Right.
Fuck the police.
I asked the guy to sign my sign, and he's like, can I make it as big as I want? And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he wrote, security is here, over the entire thing, which is kind of a dick move, but his dick move is part of the experience, and I've got a record of it.
We've got a sign filled with signatures.
A couple of little messages. We've got Liam is God. I wish I did a better job keeping track of who these signatures belong to.
That's not your job, John.
I've got a 2 John in the signature. Good luck with that. And a little heart.
Oh, nice.
Picture like a yearbook page.
Right. Picture a yearbook page filled with innocuous signatures, and overlaying that, a giant security was here.
Yeah. So they were dicks, and I walked away. I did not want to continue talking to that.
Good work, John. That's the H to the C way. You don't engage.
Couple of little chats on the way back home after the security guards, but then right in front of the hotel, there's a couple of girls walking ahead of me in the crosswalk, and they see the sign. And
what kind of girls are they? Are they pretty?
They're okay, not really my cup of tea. Drawn on weird eyebrows. They look like they'd been around the block a little bit.
So they're a little rough around the edges.
A little bit. So. I talked to these couple of girls for a few minutes. I got them to sign my sign. The main one that I was talking to said that she was almost going to like grab the sign from me and chuck it, and then she realized I had a bunch of signatures and stuff on the back of it. And I told her that would have been kind of a not nice thing to do. So they asked me what I was up to, and said I was heading back to my room, and kind of was like, you want to come? And they immediately said yes, and I found that a bit odd.
John, I don't want to interrupt, but I feel it necessary that I interject at this point.
Whatever do you mean, Ryan?
Well, you and I have been out together many times.
We have.
I don't find it odd at all that a female, or maybe a pair, would agree to come back to your hotel room.
Well, the thing is, back home, it wouldn't be unusual for 5, 6, or 7 girls to just throw themselves at me constantly without me even asking.
Sounds like a standard night to me.
Down here in Las Vegas, I don't have the same celebrity status, though, and so I was taken a little off guard, so I immediately got suspicious, and I figured the most tactful way to address my suspicions was to ask them if they were professional girls. I figured that was a tasteful way to put it.
Now, by professional girls, I just want to be...
Whores.
Perfectly clear for the audience. Whores.
Yeah, I didn't say
no,
that.
No, sorry. Whores.
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 So anyway, they said they were dancers and they have their licenses and everything. I didn't ask them where they danced. I'm not sure how true that was. If these were just 2 girls that I met on the street, that would have been a fun time. There was 2 of them. If I'm going to have to be paying for somebody...
John, we all understand. If you're going to pay for a service, you want it to be top-notch.
Like I said, if these were 2 girls on the street, and they wanted to come up and have some fun, so be it. But they're selling a product, and that product is a little bit damaged. I'm not as interested, but I'm curious like a cat, Ryan, and I had to ask a question, which was the first steps down what became kind of a sketchy situation.
Meow, John. Please go on.
If I go to McDonald's and order a cheeseburger, and they won't tell me how much it costs until that cheeseburger is on the table in front of me, and I can send it back if I'm not okay with the price, but there's a bit of pressure there, and I didn't want to put myself in that situation.
Hey, nobody wants to get involved with a cheeseburger that maybe went around the block a few too many times.
Right. Especially if the wrapper isn't even off the cheeseburger yet. You don't know what's under there.
Hell no. You don't even know when that cheeseburger was made.
Hells no. I want to know, is this cheeseburger going to cost me a nickel, quarter, $3.99, $100, $200, $300?
How's the cheese? Is it moldy?
It's two cheeseburgers. Is it a two-for-one deal? I don't know. I want to know these things before I advance in the situation, before I place my order. I want to know what I'm paying for it so that... But anyway, they weren't having it. I couldn't get any kind of a pricing answer out of them. They were very intent on coming up to the room to have that conversation, and like I said, I didn't want to have the cheeseburger on my plate before I made a decision.
That's ridiculous. You want to order food before it's delivered.
That's right, and I want to know when you call, order takeout, they tell you what it's going to cost when it gets there.
Yes, sir, you want a price before the delivery.
You don't negotiate with the delivery boy.
No.
Or delivery girls in this situation.
John, I agree completely. I think you made the right call.
This is my first time in Vegas, and there's alarm bells sounding left and right here.
Okay.
They want to get up to the room, but I definitely didn't want them in the room. I'm a big, tough guy, but two Las Vegas working girls versus me, much less heavily armed than usual.
Well, you couldn't bring your weapons.
Nope.
Not across the border.
No gats at all, no shivs, no knives.
So you don't have your gat, you don't have your shiv, you don't even have a straight knife.
How's a motherfucker supposed to defend himself if things go sideways?
And these ladies in the night, they want to come up here bringing their sideways game.
That's right. I wanted to have it out on the street. The closest I got to an answer was they asked me how much I would have spent if I was gambling. I don't gamble, so zero. Yeah, but if you were, how much would you spend? But I get what they were going at. They wanted me to make an offer, and they would okay it. At this point, I realized that any number I'd thrown out there would have either been a lie or would have been insulting. So I didn't want to toss a number out there. I wanted them to. I wanted to hear their number and ponder that.
So the businessman in you took over then.
That's right.
Your only course of action was a counteroffer.
The whole thing just didn't seem right because I was making it very clear that if we couldn't have this conversation outside, we weren't going to have the conversation at all. And the fact that they would risk losing my business just because they would rather have the conversation in the hotel room. And they tried to calm me a little bit by saying, like, I can trust them, and anything I have in the hotel room, they have in their own houses. So they're the ones that first brought up my internal worries about getting robbed. Or maybe they just figured that that's what I was upset about. Who knows? But either way, I wanted out of this situation. I was getting a little over my head. Another guy walked by and saw my sign and kind of came over and engaged with me, and I was like, yes, please come over. I want to talk to this guy and get myself out of this situation. He was like, can I sign your sign? I'm like, well, you gotta tell me a story. And he started telling me something, but then the girls started giving him shit, telling me not to let him sign the sign because he's fucking drunk, and then the girls in the sky start yelling at each other and saying nasty things to each other and yelling, and he's going on about how he's a motherfucking thug and calling them skanks and telling me I don't want none of that, which, you're right, sir. They start yelling back and forth, and I just looked at the two girls and I'm like, I'm out, nice to meet you, see you later. And I just walked away and left them to their screaming match on the front steps of the New York Hotel. Didn't get robbed, didn't get stabbed, didn't get punched. Very little hostility until that last thing. That was a little bit sketchy. I was a little bit afraid. But I escaped unscathed, and successful night, I think.
I really want to thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank all our listeners for listening. I want to thank the Strip for its cooperation. I want to thank all of our participants for engaging John last evening. From me.
And me.
From John. And from all of us here at H to the C, happy listening. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun.